So the instructions for meditation this morning are to do with investigation. Yesterday we talked about mindfulness, which is basically about knowing what is going on. Investigation comes next. Investigation is when we bring our heart into the picture. It's not only that I am aware of pain, but I agree to stay. Like Effet mentioned, a blind date in the first evening. Now we're getting to the past honeymoon period of our relationship. It may not be that full of wine, flowers, and beautiful candles, but we still agree to stay. And sometimes agreeing to stay takes huge commitment until love and friendship really develop. So investigation is when we take more than a brief look. Is when we really say, okay, let me know you. Let me be with you. So it's about being intimate with the experience. By opening our hands, opening our hearts to the contact between myself and whatever it is that I am experiencing. Only if we stay with something long enough can we really get to know it. Otherwise, we're just playing with the superficial. An investigation is about getting deeper than the superficial. Investigation is involvement. Involvement of the heart in whatever happens. Quite normally, yesterday in the groups, people talked about all kinds of experiences in their practice, or the absence of experiences in their practice. And in my group, someone mentioned anger. And I said to that person, well, I hope you still have anger by tomorrow, so we can look at it together. It's when something stays for a while that we have to investigate and get to know it. And I would like to mention in this context what is usually referred to as the five hindrances or the five obstacles to meditation, which I think is a complete misunderstanding, because for me they are just five great gates to liberation. When we sit in meditation, we may meet all kinds of mind states. And if we don't really get to know them, we regard them as hindrances. For example, I try to meditate and I get very restless, or I get very tired, or I hate it and I'm angry, or I can't stop thinking about my next cigarette and why is it that now I'm not allowed to have it anymore. And then the doubts jump into the picture. And it's only because we don't look enough that we think all these mind states are problems. So with the attitude of investigation and with the commitment to investigate and stay, we can actually be with the desire to smoke, the desire to speak, the desire to talk on the telephone or to eat or whatever. We can be with it enough so we can see that it actually changes. So we can see that actually we change in relation to this desire. And in the moment of realizing change, there is great liberation, great freedom. Because then we realize that we're not bound to anger. We're not bound to aversion. Someone said that they don't know what aversion is. Slida. So really, whatever it is that comes to our mind, if we only stay with it long enough, we can realize the whole teachings of the Buddha in that little thing. We can see how things are impermanent. The anger comes and goes because of some conditions. We can see that things are not going to give us any satisfaction. Nothing, not even desire, especially not desire. We think, oh, if I just indulge in my desires, I'll be very satisfied. Probably be more frustrated than anything else. But we have to stay there to learn. And they're not really a solid entity in themselves. They only exist because we give them meaning, because we give them space, because we give them birth, moment after moment. So really, practically speaking, investigation is looking at something long enough until we see the change. Being aware of what happens to the mind when it's affected by desire, and what happens in the mind when it's free from desire. When the mind is affected by anger, affected by doubt, tiredness, and really look for the moment of transformation where I've been so restless for so long and all of a sudden I'm not. What happens in that moment of not being bound? A moment of liberation. With investigation, you don't have to look for something to investigate. Just sit as you are, mindful of whatever happens. And when you realize that something is quite persistent, something doesn't quite go very easily. Okay, if you want to stay, I stay with you. And we just sit with it and really look at it until it changes. And I trust that the five mind states of desire, aversion, doubt, restlessness, and tiredness will be there anyway. So it may be practical for you just to give them some attention and look at them. Try to investigate these five. Until you see the great open gates in the obstacle. Until you realize that it is wide open, inviting you to pass through from bondage to liberation. So just to repeat, especially for those of you who are hearing this term for the first time. We're starting with mindfulness, when we are basically using the breath as an anchor, as a home to come back to. And at the same time, we are aware of whatever happens. That's the mindfulness aspect. And then if something happens and stays for a while, we direct our investigation. We direct our intention and have the agreement with ourselves that we stay with it. With an open heart as much as we can. And especially for today, if you wish, you can look at these five states of mind. Desire, which is where we want something. Aversion is when we don't want it. We don't want to feel the way we feel. We don't want to hear what we're hearing. We don't want to eat what we've been given. This is the duality of preferences. We prefer something and not something else. The other duality is the duality of energy. Is where if we have too much of it, is feeling restless, wanting to move, wanting to go, wanting to be more active. And if we have little of it, we feel tired. We may feel bored. And the fifth mind state is the state of doubt. This is where we're not quite sure that this is working. We're not quite sure that I am good enough for this. Or that the person who is talking is good enough to talk. Or the Buddha was good enough to create all this noise. Just be aware of this mind state as very regular visitors on meditation retreat. And stay with them until you see that they don't really stay with you. They change. And see what happens to you when they move away. And try to apply it. Again, I'm coming back to smoking. For example, to the need to smoke. Is it a desire? Or is it an aversion? Is it just being restless? Or is it because I'm feeling tired and dull? Or because I just don't trust the whole business? It may be a multi-hindrances attack. They may all come together in the expression of wanting to do something. The poet Rumi said that until you've held your desires for 50 years without moving, you don't start to understand anything. So maybe 7 days. You may be able to understand something if we are able to hold our desires, aversions. Be with it until we can learn something from it. So just making yourself comfortable again if you need to adjust.